We were discussing the topics of Iker and Tefel, but we sort of lost our momentum on that for the last few days. But next week I want to start the halachas of Purim, so I don't. It's not possible really to complete those halachas in one day. So I decided to talk about a different topic a little bit, just maybe in Yonah D'Yoma a little bit, just some point out some issues in regards to snow on Shabbos. Just at least it is. It's, some of them are negayah. Some of them will be negayah. Some were negayah. There's a famous machlokes regards to what the status of snow in regards to whether it's mukhsa or not. The Gemara says in Erevin that rain, the Gemara presents the question that rain should be considered mukhsa. It's because narlod wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos, so it has a din of narlod. Narlod is mukhsa. The Gemara comes out that that's not considered mukhsa because the water is there already there in the clouds at the beginning of Shabbos. So Pashas, you would apply that same concept to snow and say snow is not considered mukhsa based on that Gemara. Ramosha Zatzal had a tshuva where he points out, however, that you cannot compare rain to snow to rain. Rain has a function, has a usage, has a purpose. It's something which it's a drink. It's used. So therefore, the only issue is narlot. Snow, however, has no real function. We don't usually use it for anything. Therefore, it has a problem of mukhsa. It's like it's not considered an oichel automatically. It's more like etzim and avonim, which are mukhsa because they have no usage. Rav Moshe Zatzal held that snow was an issue of mukhsa, not of noilad, but of mukhsa itself. There are others who disagree and do not make that distinction and say that it's not considered mukhsa. That you'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Walking on snow, there's a question which comes up, you know, you have some type of design or you have a name in the bottom of your shoe, you're walking on snow and you're leaving this imprint of your name, and each time you walk it says I don't know, whatever your company is over there, you know, Hush Puppy, Hush Puppy, Hush Puppy, Hush Puppy, you know, you're working on a lot of Hush Puppies along the way, right? Okay, so now what? Is there a problem? There's not a problem. It's not, you have no kavanah to do it, it's not miskayim, they have no intent to do that. Making snowballs, however, making a snowman, that was something which you cannot be doing on Shabbos. There's an act of boneh, which is taking the pieces, putting it together into a unit, is the malach of boneh, and there it's a problem. Theoretically, throwing the snowball at somebody already made, if you have already made snowballs from before Shabbos, there's no air of the Shabbos, so please do not do anything, any type of carrying on Shabbos. But throwing it, the problem of soser, because when you hit something, it smashes. So you can't make them, you can't throw them, even if they're made beforehand. Person cannot intentionally melt snow to the purpose of getting water. Similarly, taking some snow inside, a person wants to take some snow inside and put it into a dish and pour the liquid directly on it, immediately melting it. You should not do that. Putting it into if you have a piece of ice, putting it into a drink is not considered narlot because it takes some time. Narlot because it takes some time to melt. Over here, it's immediate. You shouldn't do that. One issue which comes up when it's snowing on Shabbos, it was last Shabbos, there's a malach of malaben. Malach of malaben is the malach of cleansing something. So Chazal see the process of any time you have water on a garment and you shake off the water, the Gemara says that's considered a malach of malaben because as the water comes out, it takes out some of the dirt which is there. So any garment which you're makbid on, you want it to look nice, shaking off water, is this an issue anytime it rains on Shabbos? If it's light rain, shaking off the water vigorously is a problem. You can just lightly shake it off. What about snow? So as long as snow doesn't melt, it's not a problem. So as soon as you walk in the door, it's still cold, shaking off your snow is not a problem. However, if you wait a few minutes and it starts to melt, now you have a problem, you have the liquid in the garment. If you shake the garment out, you're going to be having a problem, so again, your person has a hat. If you shake it off immediately, so you don't have a problem, you wait a little bit, you're going to have a problem of the malacha of malabe. One of the questions which came up, major question which comes up is the shoveling snow on Shabbos. What to do with shoveling snow on Shabbos? So Sifas of Frank has a tshuva about this, where he differentiates between the snow which is already somewhat solidified on the ground, it's considered mechubar to the karka, and you have there's a malach of soser involved in shoveling it out, and the snow which has just come down, it's a light snow where it hasn't packed down. It's a light layer on top. He held was mutter to remove that snow. He didn't feel that was a problem. I would point out that there definitely is an element of over the chol. It seems like you're doing a weekly type of action, getting out there, shoveling, etc. Obviously, if a person has a situation where there's a concern for somebody's health, they have to have access. So already you can be more makel. Definitely, the best thing to do is to have a non-Jew do it in that situation. If a person has a contract with a company to come shovel his driveway, and whenever it snows, he's supposed to come, you should make arrangements with them beforehand not to come on Shabbos. You should tell them before Shabbos, please do not come on Shabbos. We had the situation here with one of the snows. So all of a sudden, we look out Shabbos that morning, and all of a sudden, the company is out there shoveling with their snow plow and with their snow blowers, and they're out there. So I went out to ask them, please stop. If they refuse that point to stop, you have to ask a rabbi what to do. They say it costs a lot of money, you can't, whatever. You know, that there are some cooler than that. You could tell them to come and do it mechanically. You know, he can drive up in his things. You can tell them to come and do it, you know, on your premises with, you know, with the shovel. That's not a problem. Okay, have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.